I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM, the Fan, WFAN.
Wake your asses up! Al Cintron on the Fan. The number to join the show, 877-337-6666. On the other side of the glass is Paulie Rosenberg. Dante DiVincenzo drops 40. Stop trying to hype down the glass. I see you, Paulie. Dante drops 40. Knicks rout the Pistons. Nets finally win a game. Shohei Ohtani scandal. Still some unanswered questions. Opening day week is finally here. We don't know if the weather's going to cooperate in New York. Jets and Giants news, and that's where I'm starting. I'm starting with the New York Football Jets. You know, the team that hasn't made the playoffs in God knows how long and hasn't won a Super Bowl since the 60s, hasn't appeared in a Super Bowl since the 60s. And their head coach spoke today. And I got to say, if I was a Jet fan, I'd be pretty upset. When your coach comes out and says, when they ask him a question, you know, if you don't make the playoffs this year, if it's a failure, and he says he'll never say that, that is weak sauce. That is garbage. It's been 3 years of what, 7-win seasons? Last year, we all know what happened. Aaron Rodgers, 4 plays into the season, goes down. I know they were 4-3 at one point, but then season just went down the tubes. Didn't have a quarterback. Offensive line was trash. Joe Douglas has done a phenomenal job this offseason. I know Jet fans panicked. You know, first 24 to 48 hours into free agency, no moves were being made. Thought he was sleeping at the wheel, but he was cooking. And he did what he was supposed to do. Shored up the offensive line, hopefully. Added Mike Williams. But for your coach to come out and say anything short of the playoffs is a fail, he says he's not going to say that. That's a disgrace. That's a disgrace. I know he did say that he agrees in the fourth year. Team has to make the playoffs. Well, his quote was, I guess you could say that. No! You have to make the playoffs. If you don't make the playoffs the fourth year, you're done. You're done. Your GM has given you all the tools to succeed. All the tools to succeed. And you still have the number 10 pick in the draft. Then you can either trade up, trade out, get more picks. But Robert Saleh, can you grow a pair? Can you put yourself out there? Especially after last season, and say, you know what? It has to be the playoffs. Playoffs or nothing. Or that's it. That's it. I'm out. Let your team know that it's the playoffs. That's the most important thing. Get to the playoffs and then go from there. You got to be in it to win it. And what Robert Saleh did today was absolutely weak. It was weak. And I'm sure he's a nice guy, but nice guys finish last, especially in this town. Especially for a fan base that's dying for success, dying for playoff football. hoping to see a Super Bowl trophy before they die. How about hopefully seeing their team play in the Super Bowl? And for their coach to say that, for him to say that, I'd be so disappointed. I'd be like, this is my coach? This is the guy that's supposed to lead my team to the promised land? I hope Aaron Rodgers has a bunch of motivational speeches ready because Rob Saleh's not doing it. He's just not. He does not. Now, I know they say they play for their coach and all these things, but come on, man. It's your fourth year. There's been zero success. There's been nothing to get excited about. Okay, got Aaron Rodgers. Everything was exciting. You know, you're on Hard Knocks, talking all that trash, talking all that smack, wearing the big chains, sticking your chest out. 86 Bears. 85 Bears, sorry. 85 Bears. I'm thinking 86 Mets. At least the team with the Ets won the championship. But he has to step up, man up, grab this by the horns and say, you know what? Yeah, we have to make the playoffs. It's a failure if we don't. It's a failure if we don't. The fans want to see playoff football. They're paying an arm and a leg for tickets. Their ticket prices get raised up. Then you want to have something to get excited about. You want your coach to get you excited as well. With Robert Saleh, it's like watching paint dry. And even watching paint dry is more exciting than listening to him talk. Joe Douglas has given him everything to succeed. That's what you want from management. That's what you want from ownership. The Jets on paper, I know on paper, a lot of things can go wrong, are a legit Super Bowl team, if healthy. And I can say that about every team in every sport. Fans last year were pumped up. The players talked a lot. And what happened? Flop. And then, yes, Aaron Rodgers went down. It was a huge disappointment. The defense tried as long as they could to hold it together for the offense, which was atrocious, historically bad. The O-line was absolutely terrible. Dalvin Cook was a bust. I was hoping Zach Wilson would do something. He did not. But now you shored up the offensive line. Now you've added Mike Williams, a downfield threat. You have the number 10 pick. Which way do you go? You can go several places. You can add to the offensive line. You can draft a tight end. Hello, Brock Bowers. Maybe one of the elite receivers drops to you. Maybe. Or you can trade up to get one of them. You can package your 10 and 72 and 111 and move up. If you want one of those elite, elite wide receivers. And I know this is the deepest wide receiver draft in years. Years. But protect Aaron Rodgers. You have Garrett Wilson, Mike Williams, Breece Hall. If you don't like Brock Bowers, I've been saying for weeks, a guy that could fit in, a Logan Thomas. He's available. I would take Brock Bowers at 10. Go give Aaron Rodgers another weapon. And that's a guy who could be on your team, your tight end for the next 10 to 12 years. He is a beast. He is a beast. And I've watched a lot of him in college football. He's the real deal. Now look at your core. Breece Hall, Garrett Wilson, and Brock Bowers, offensive weapons. The defense is elite, no question about it. No question about it. But it's win now. Aaron Rodgers is not 29 years old. He's in his 40s, coming off a horrible injury. Who knows how he's going to respond? Jadeveon Clowney's on the radar as well.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Go look at the contract that's been signed. Most have been one-year deals. It's win now. So yes, Robert Saleh, if you don't make the playoffs, it's a failure. It's a failure. Joe Douglas did his job. He did what needed to be done. You still have the draft ahead of you. And now it's up to this coaching staff and these players to respond. And it's up to this coaching staff to put these players in the proper position to win. Because if not, all their asses are fired. And they all deserve to go. Now I know Aaron Rodgers, he wants to play another 3-4 years. Man, with that guy, it's every week you don't know what the hell's going to happen. It's so unpredictable. He's so unpredictable. But what Joe Douglas did this offseason should make all Jet fans forget last season. Really should. And I know it's hard as a Jet fan because it's always negative. It's always bad. It's always same old Jets. It's always been the narrative. You haven't been to the Super Bowl since the 60s. The 60s! Haven't been to the playoffs. What is it, the longest drought in the league? So yes, Robert Saleh, if you don't make the playoffs, it is a failure. Across the board. Top to bottom. 877-337-6666. You're a Jet fan, right? You think what he said is weak sauce, Paulie?
Yeah, I think a lot of people in those positions are just a little scared of what they don't want to come off too aggressive. But yes, if the Jets don't make the playoffs this season, yes, it is a failure.
Simple.
Yeah, it's simple. That frustrated me. Woody's comments on Zach frustrated me. And again, this is coming off an offseason where Joe Douglas was really, really good. Like, they added a really, really good mix of players they added to this team. And they can't get out of their own way. Because the coach is too afraid to, for whatever reason, to go out on the ledge a little bit. And the owner is a dope.
Well, I agree with you on the second part and the first part.
the owner's a dope.
I totally agree with you. I mean, that record Woody Johnson as the owner is atrocious as well. I know Joe Douglas as GM, the record stinks as well. But what Jet fans need to do is don't do what you did last year. Don't brag and boast and make all sorts of noise. Let the team do the talking for you. Because you saw what happened last year. You were excited. You were talking all this smack on social media to each other. Some of you even mocked my team. To me, you know who you are. Lewis and Manny. You know who you are. And I was rooting for you guys. I root for the Jets. I really do. But this coach, it's weak. It's weak. Put yourself out there. The fans will be like, you know, oh man, he really did it. This time he finally manned up. He put himself out there. He finally took a step and said, you know what? Yeah, if we don't make the playoffs, it's a failure. He put the pressure on the players as well to let them know this is it. This is it. But Joe Douglas did what he had to do. He's given this roster all it needs. He's given this coaching staff all it needs. And you still have the draft ahead of you. You still can make some moves here before the draft, during the draft. And again, this Jet team, if healthy, should be right there. Right there with the Chiefs, right there with the Ravens, right there with all the top teams in the AFC. The Bills and the Dolphins this offseason have taken a step back. They had to cut players, salary cap reasons. The Jets are right there. Right there. Their biggest opponent, in my opinion, is going to be health. If they can stay healthy, the playoffs should be easy pickings. They should get there easy. I know I'm going to hear from Jet fans, oh no, nothing comes easy with the Jets. Please don't say that. No, I'm going to say it. I won't be dumb enough to pick them to win the Super Bowl like I did last year. I'll never make that mistake again. That's for damn sure. And maybe that's a good thing. But if Robert Saleh does not make the playoffs, the Jets don't make the playoffs this year, that man's getting the pink slip.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.